Number 55, Rumpelstiltskin. Eins there was a muller, and he was half a peer, but he had a maist bonny daughter. Now it come about a day he was colloguing with the king, and to heist a sail up he said to the king, "I hae a daughter, and she can spin straw into gowd." And the king answered, "No, that's a skill I'm teen wi. Gin your daughter is a lass of pairts, he say she is, face her to my castle the morn, and I'll pray her work." No, fin the quine he was brought to him, he convoyed her to the chammer, four straw. He got her a spinning wheel and a spindle, and he said, "No, get yoke it. Gin he dinna spin her straw into gowd by morning, you'll hit a dee." Syne he looked at the Dory's sail, and she stayed and said, "Ah, her lean." The muller's daughter sat there feeling gay near her wet sign, cos she kent nothing about spinning straw into gowd, and she begood to greet, mair and mair feart, when all of a sudden a door opened, and in walked a wee mannequin. "Good evening, Mistress Muller, fit makes you greet us, why?" "Oh," answered the quiney, "I've been telt to spin a straw into gowd, and I dinna ken who to deet." And the wee mannequin speared, "Fit will ye gie to me, gin I spin it for ye?" "My pair of beads," answered the quiney. And the wee mannequin tin a pair of beads, and sat down at the spinning wheel, and whiz, 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 thrice round, and the spindle was full. He put in another een, and whiz, 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 the second een was full. And this why it get on and on till morning, and a' the straw was spun, and a' the spindles rode round wi' gowd. At screek o' day the king come in, and when he saw a' the gowd, he was mazed and teen wheat, but in his heart he was for mair and mair wintin'. So he looked at the muller's daughter in another chammer, bigger as the first, and ordered her to spin a' the straw into gowd gin her life was a worth. The quiney didn't again fit to day, and eens mair began to greet, and eens mair a door opened, and in the wee manny walked and speared, "Fit will ye gie me gin I spin a straw into gowd for ye?" "Oh, the ring from my finger," answered the quiney. The wee mannequin tin the ring and be good to chaw awa' to spinning wheel eens mair, and be morning he'd spun a' the straw into shining gowd. The king was even mair jacore to sect a some muckle gowd, but his inkling for mair gowd or teen him. So he had the miller's daughter brought into another chammer, mair muckle as tithers, fou a' straw, and said to her, "He maun spin a' a' straw into gowd anecht, and gin he do that, I'll tak ye for my wife." And till himsel he thought, "She's maybe's just a muller's daughter, but I'll never find sic a weel gidded woman onywise in the hell wide world." And for the quiney was eens mair a' her lean, a wee mannequin came till, and for a third time he speared, "Fit will ye gie to me, gin I spin a straw eens again into gowd for ye?" "I hae nothing left to gie ye," answered the quiney. "Weel on, trice to me your firstborn bairn from your queen." "Far kens 'twill ever come to that," thought the miller's daughter, and could she kent a neither why out o' her frap, she gied the wee mannequin her word. And in return, eens mair he spun his straw into gowd. And when the king come in the morning and found athing like he wanted, he married her, and the beautiful muller's daughter was now queen. Now, after a year, a bonny bairn was brought home to her, and the wee mannequin had fair slipped her mind, but now, suddenly, he stayed in her chamber and said, "No gie to me if it was greed atween us." The queen was flabbergasted and offered a' kind of treasures of the kingdom gin he would let her keep her bairn, but the wee mannequin said, "Na, na, a living creature is mair worth to me as a' the treasures in the world." Syne the queen was maist waesome and begood to greet Rex Sayer, and the mannequin had pity for her. "Tell ye fit, I'll gie ye 3 days," he said. "Gin ye can ye lose my name afore 3 days, ye can ca' the bairn." At hell next lang, the queen brought to mind a' the names she'd ever heard. She ordered a messenger out into the country, up nows and down hows, to speer o' their names. And this day, when the mannequin came, she started with, Caspar, Melchior and Balthazar, sound reeled a' the names she kent, een after the other, but to elke een the mannikin answered, "That's nae my name." The second day she ordered her servants to speer the names of folk and neighbour-toons, and fand the maist by ordinar and queer names, and fin the mannikin come she speered, "Is your name Ribs of Beef, or Mutton Chops, or Lace Leg?" But aye he answered, "Nah, that's nae my name." On the third day, the messenger came back with his news. "I couldna find a new name, but fin I was spieling on Hich Hill outside the forest far a toad in the mocking bed, queed necht leaning thither, I saw a button bane. And afore a button bane was a fire, and roon the fire a nunca wee mannikin was dancing, hopping roon an aleg and skraking, 'I dale brew and morn I'll bake, seen I'll hae the Queen's namesake. Oh, it's sad to play my game, for Rumpelstiltskin is my name.' Well, it can you lose who you go the Queen with when she learned a name. As soon as the wee mannikin come in and speared, 'Fits my name, your highness?' She answered, first making on she was jalousing, 'Is your name Kunt?' 'Nah.' 'Is your name Heinz?' 'Nah.' 'Could your name be Rumpelstiltskin?' 'Twas a deal for Tiltyat, 'tis a deal for Tiltyat,' the mannikin screeched, and he stumped his fat sae roch at his leg deep down into the ground, wrecked up till his waist. Syne he gripped to their fat sae angered, and with baith his hands, ripped himsel in twa.